This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It looked like a State of the Union. It was covered like a State of the Union. And like a State of the Union, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to a joint meeting of Congress today was deeply political. And as Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons reports now from Washington, where politics go, money is oh so sure to follow.
This is how Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu started his speech today.
I deeply regret that some perceive my being here as political. That was never my intention.
But whatever his intention, it's hard to put the political horse back in the stable in today's polarized Washington. One lobby, J Street, the pro-Israel, pro-peace group, saw the speech as a political stunt. Here's Dan Kalik, J Street's VP of Political Affairs.
To the supposed apolitical nature, you have a Republican Speaker of the House conspiring to put this speech together with a former Republican operative who's now the ambassador.
J Street says it used the speech to fundraise. The money it raised, it used for ads it took out in papers to encourage Netanyahu to postpone his talk until after the Israeli elections in 2 weeks. And on the other side, the Republican Jewish Coalition, a group backed by the billionaire hotel magnate Sheldon Adelson. He's a supporter of Israel who puts his money where his mouth is. Here's their communications director, Mark McNulty.
If there's anybody who is using this speech for political gain, I would contend that it was those who boycotted the speech.
Right after the speech, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham hosted a fundraiser for his presidential exploratory committee. Minimum charge, $1,000 a head. The panel discussion at that fundraiser, by the way, was moderated by the Republican Jewish Coalition's executive director. The last time Netanyahu gave a speech to Congress, his party turned it into a campaign ad. That ad was controversial, so it probably won't happen again. Another reason it won't happen? Israel has strict campaign finance laws, much stricter than here in the U.S. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.